This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Political cartoonist Jen Sorensen joins me live on the program. She is the brain and the artist talent behind Slowpoke Comics online at slowpokecomics.com, one of the keenest observers of politics today here in America. Jen, how are you doing?
Hi, Coy. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you for joining me. Let me just ask you a very open-ended question. Your thoughts as you, like everyone else, watching and listening to the news unfolding, sort of trickling out here hour by hour, more information and observations and commentary about what happened in Tucson. Just unbelievable. You've actually already had one comic result called Violent Spin. What are your thoughts about what happened?
Well, you know, as a political cartoonist, it can be kind of a grind, just following politics and trying to, you know, point out the same hypocrisies over and over. But when something like this comes along, at least personally, I feel like it was really galvanizing, and I worked pretty hard to get this cartoon out as quickly as I could. Basically, the point I'm making, it's sort of hard to describe a cartoon over the radio, but you know, I'm not blaming the shooting specifically on Sarah Palin per se, or the rhetoric that we hear from, say, you know, Sharon Angle or some of the other Tea Party leaders, but they are creating a climate that you know, of violent rhetoric, and I would say paranoid, anti-government paranoia. For example, Sharon Angle was saying, you know, we need a Second Amendment remedy during her campaign. She ran for the Senate in Nevada.
Yeah.
Michelle Bachmann, Republican from Minnesota, was saying voters need to be armed and dangerous over the cap and trade plan for carbon credits. The Tea Party opponent of Giffords said, we need to get on target for victory in November, help remove Gabriel Giffords from office, shoot a fully automatic M16 with Jesse Kelly in his one of his campaign ads. So I think that creates a culture that perhaps, if not directly, indirectly feeds into events like this.
We're talking with Jen Sorensen behind Slowpoke Comics. Slowpokecomics.com is the website. You can also order her most recent books there as well. I'm struck by how quickly people want to isolate this event from anything to do with politics. And there seems to be almost a hands over your eyes, hands over your mouth and ears kind of walk really past, quack past this and don't pay any attention to it. An effort to isolate this tragic murder, these murders from politics, when in fact this was a planned political assassination. We verified that. That is confirmed. He had intended to kill a Democratic member of Congress. This was a political assassination, and yet we hear so many on the right and the left, but certainly more on the right, saying, no, this didn't really have anything to do with politics, and you can't prove that, but you can't prove it didn't either, you know, at the same time. So it strikes me as so funny that we're being urged by many in the media and political commentators and Republican politicians to really discount anything political when it comes to do with a political assassination.
Well, that's an irony I noted on my blog yesterday. You know, you got this chorus coming from the right about how, oh, we can't jump to conclusions. You know, we got to see exactly what happened with this kid, and he's probably just crazy. And, you know, a lot of people saying, oh, so he read this book, that means he's a leftist, blah, blah, blah. You know, I guess that stuff, of course, it's important and we should examine it, but we got to step back and just look at the bigger picture. And even just, like I said, beyond the violent rhetoric, you need to look at this wave of anti-government paranoia that is really sweeping the country. It's gone almost completely mainstream. I mean, you've got mainstream pundits like Dick Morris talking about you know, what he had some quote earlier this year about, you know, those crazies in Montana who say we're going to kill ATF agents because the UN is going to take over. Well, they're beginning to have a case. That was a Dick Morris quote. And the guy who flew his plane into the IRS building, you can look online. There's an insurrectionism timeline on the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence site. It shows just all these incidents of acts of violence or near violence, just based on this sense that this sort of conspiracy theory about the government. The Obama administration, whatever you think of it, has really not been terribly radical, I think you could say.
Yeah, I mean, the real lefties in this country, the real liberal progressives, they're pretty angry with Obama and very, very disappointed from what I hear.
Right, right. I mean, it's almost a point of agreement. Like, everyone seems to dislike Obama these days. And I mean, I actually feel like I'm sort of in the middle. I have a lot of, ambivalence about the whole situation. But you definitely have all these mainstream voices, Glenn Beck and people like that, Michael Savage, just stirring the pot and convincing people of these vast conspiracies and making them terrified of the government and taking up arms when if people are upset about their economic circumstances, you need to look at things like banking deregulation, almost a lack of government intervention, I would say, if you want to talk about why things are so bad right now.
Yeah, and we have just unbelievable, and I've talked about this many times, we have an unbelievable system that is set up to socialize a safety net for the very wealthy among us so that they can make investments and profit from the gain, and yet if they make bad investments, we will bail them out, and they will never suffer from their bad investments. And yet, if you buy a house that maybe is a little bit too ambitious for you, no one will rush to your rescue at all. You're out. You got to go live with some relatives.
Right, right. Definitely the risks are all being socialized. Well, that's the irony there. And also another thing that bothers me just as a self-employed person, it seems like a lot of entrepreneurs, people who've tried to start their own businesses. I was watching, I guess it was an episode of Frontline on PBS the other night about some guy who tried to start a coffee shop in New York City and it failed and he's now $200,000 in debt. There's not much of a social safety net for people who are actually trying to do the good work of capitalism. They're taking risks themselves to start a business, and it seems like the small entrepreneur is really not rewarded, to say the least.
Yeah, absolutely. Jen Sorensen, political cartoonist. The website is Slowpoke Comics. You can check out her commentary there and also order books. Jen, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.